On the night of Thursday, May 6th, when a disastrous series of tornadoes struck at Minneapolis-St. Paul, WCCO Radio's first official warning to the public came at the end of the popular 5:35 to 6 p.m. Howard Viken program. Dear Heart by the Johnny Man Singers kind of winds up the VIP show for this Thursday evening. I'm sorry we didn't have much music as we usually do because of the severe weather forecasts and all. Lowell Thomas will be here in just a moment. It's now 68 degrees in the Twin Cities at 6 o'clock, Nash's Coffee Time. When you're in a hurry, use the ultimate in instant coffee. Nash's Instant Coffee, now available at Lund stores. Just a minute. We have more late weather information from the WCCO Radio News Bureau.
We interrupt this program to bring you the following severe weather bulletin.
The United States Weather Bureau tornado forecast for a portion of extreme north-central Iowa, most of southwest, south-central, and portions of eastern Minnesota, and a portion of northwest and west-central Wisconsin. Scattered severe thunderstorms with large hail, locally damaging winds, and the possibility of an isolated tornado are expected to occur this Thursday evening from 6 p.m. Central Standard Time until 10 p.m. Central Standard Time within an area along and 60 miles either side of a line from 30 miles northwest of Spencer, Iowa to 40 miles east of Grantsburg, Wisconsin. In Minnesota, this includes an area southeast of a line from Hendricks on the Minnesota-South Dakota border, northeastward to 20 miles southwest of Duluth, and north of a line from Austin to 20 miles northwest of Winona. I'll repeat this. In Minnesota, this includes an area southeast of a line from Hendricks on the Minnesota-South Dakota border, northeastward to 20 miles southwest of Duluth, and north of a line from Austin to 20 miles northwest of Winona. This area includes the Twin Cities and vicinity. This area includes the Twin Cities and vicinity. Time now is 1.5 minutes past 6. Lowell Thomas is next.
Approximately 1/2 hour later, Dick Chapman was on duty at WCCO Radio, and here is what listeners heard.
We interrupt this program to bring you an official tornado warning from the U.S. Weather Bureau. Broadcast of this official tornado warning will follow in just 30 seconds here on WCCO Radio. Please stand by. Official tornado warning.
The Twin Cities Weather Bureau has just received the report of a tornado threatening to move into the metropolitan Twin Cities area. We are activating the Civil Defense Take Cover Warning Siren. Details as to the location and expected movement of this tornado will be sent over WCCO Radio in just moments. Repeating, the Twin City Weather Bureau has received the report of a tornado threatening to move into the metropolitan Twin Cities area. We have activated the Civil Defense Take Cover Warning Siren. Details coming momentarily.
Knowing what to do in a tornado can save many lives, including your own. If you are in the path of a tornado, you'll be safest in a concrete or brick building.
This is the first cut of highlights of the WCCO Radio tornado coverage on the evening of May 6th, 1965. This first excerpt occurred at about 7:19 p.m. We had a gentleman from Excelsior on the telephone at the time reporting in the activity he was watching at the time.
Right, now, let me say this, sir. We don't want you to endanger yourself in any way, but we want you to continue describing this thing for us so that we can keep our eye on it by our radio, if you know what I mean.
Yes, I can understand.
Okay.
At this point, where I am located, we're in absolutely no danger whatsoever. I'm calling from an area approximately 3/4 of a mile east of Highway 101 and about a mile south of Highway 7. Right near Glen Lake.
All right, very
I'm
good.
I'm looking at this thing now, excuse me a moment, but I would say that it is approximately due southwest of me at the moment.
We have another party on the line, too, Dick.
Yes, you hang on, sir.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Hello.
Hello, this is Pat McDonald.
Yes, and where are you?
I live on 101, just south of Chanhassen.
Uh-huh, and you said you sighted a second tornado?
Yes, we can hear it and we can see it.
What direction from you is that now?
It's directly north of us now. A little northwest.
And you said the first one went right by you?
The first one went right off the edge of Lotus Lake, northwest of Lotus Lake from us. And we heard that one and saw it and took pictures of the houses and the roofs flying.
How long ago was that, sir?
This was approximately 45 minutes ago.
And this funnel you're watching now is a new one, is that right?
This is a new one. It's a new one. We heard it first, and now we can see it. It's moving toward Excelsior, I would say.
Toward Excelsior?
I would guess, yes.
Yeah.
It's moving directly toward Excelsior at maybe 5-10 miles an hour.
Is it doing much of what we call moving back and forth?
No, it isn't.
It seems...
From our direction, it's been moving steadily toward in one direction.
Uh-huh. All right. How about our other man? Is he still with us?
Yes, still here.
I think that's probably the same funnel, isn't it?
It sounds like exactly the same one, and from my angle, it's more or less going parallel by me, and I can't see any back or forth movement from here.
All right. You two fellas, bear me out now. I have a report from the Twin Cities radar operation that Flying Cloud Airport reports a tornado funnel 15 miles west of town moving northeast. Now, would that
would be it, I'm sure.
It's the same one.
Yeah. Yes, I'm sure it is.
All right, I think we better just keep you two gentlemen on the line, and thank you immensely, because we'll try to keep this baby in sight. Who knows how many people we might be able to warn out of the way.
Right.
Now, again, let's, as best we can, pinpoint the actual location of the funnel. First, the gentleman in Chanhassen.
Yes.
Go ahead. Where do you think you'd place it right now?
I would place it on the fringe areas of Excelsior, just a bit west of Excelsior.
All right.
Coming directly a little north of Excelsior.
I hope the people in Excelsior who may be listening now have taken cover, and that would mean in their basements, if at all possible. If they're caught out in the open, I dare say any dry low area or dry ditch then can be located. Stay away from power lines, and possibly stay away from the edges of buildings. Charlie?
We have this report. We know a tornado has swept through Chanhassen, Minnesota, and 25 miles west of Minneapolis and St. Paul, flattening several houses, causing considerable damage. The Carver County Sheriff's Office said it has no reports of any injuries in Chanhassen as yet. And this is... confirming all the reports that we're getting now and that we have had.
All right, very
good. From the various agencies. The funnel of Chanhassen swept right through town, damaging the Frontier Lumber Company, large furniture and hardware stores, and a shopping center. Part of the roof of Jerry's Mileage Station was blown off. A portion of the roof of the Riviera Club, a private club, was also blown away. Two housing additions were hit, where several houses reportedly suffered severe damage, and electric power is out. A funnel hit at Glencoe, Minnesota, and then continued on near Lester Prairie.
Okay. Now, gentlemen, can you still see that funnel?
Yes.
All right. Who was that that said
yes? This is Glen Lake. From Chanhassen, it's just kind of disappearing out of sight towards the northeast.
Okay.
From Glen Lake, I would say it's exactly due west.
Let me put this in. There's now this report from Twin Cities Radar showing a strong cell over northern Minneapolis suburbs moving northeastward. This is out of this is not what we're talking about with you fellows, is that right?
No, this would be different.
No, the northern Minneapolis suburbs reports a strong cell showing on radar, and no hook is apparent. Now, when they speak of a hook, they mean the indication of a funnel. That doesn't mean that we couldn't have some high winds in north Minneapolis, so those people should stand advised. Can you still see the funnel?
From Chanhassen, no. It seems to be breaking up now.
Seems to be breaking up.
Okay. Right. How about Glen Lake there?
That was me.
Yeah.
From here, it seems to be breaking up. It's looks more like a heavy rainstorm at the moment from here.
In other words, yeah, I see. The funnel seems to have dissipated.
We have other reports coming in.
This next cut on our WCCO radio highlights tape came at about 7:25 p.m. Thursday night, and it contains the voice report by Robert Clark from Fridley, the man we believe who was killed by a later tornado.
We've got a report right now, passed through Fridley. Go ahead, sir.
Go ahead.
This is Robert Clark in Fridley. The funnel touched down at the Fridley Junior High School and tore one the roof off the gymnasium and blew in the east side of the building, but no one was hurt. I just came from there, and none of the children assembled for the spring carnival were injured. All the children were laying down on the floor in the building, and no one was injured.
Very good. I say very good in that no one was injured.
Yes.
You say, was the funnel actually visible?
It was. I was in a car outside the gym. It blew all the windows out of one side of my car. It was approximately 60 feet over my head.
Were you hurt, sir?
No, I was laying on the floor of the car, and all the glass blew across me.
All right, very good. And none of the kids were hurt in school?
No one in the school was injured.
About how many were there?
I don't know. It must have been over 100.
Gee, that's good news that it went by then.
So the carnival will be called off because the windows are out of the building and the power's off. There's no power here in this area of Fridley either.
Righto. Now let me indicate here with our latest report from the Twin Cities Weather Bureau why we're getting so many reports from all over. It's because there may be as many as 5 funnels in the Twin City area right now. 3 apparent tornado cells shown on Twin Cities radar about 20 to 30 miles due west of the Twin Cities Airport. This is the latest report. And 2 cells apparent 15 to 20 miles north of the Twin Cities Airport. That's a total of 5 cells showing on radar. Not necessarily 5 funnels, but the possibility of 5 twisters. 3 of those are 20 to 30 miles due west of the Twin Cities Airport. Due west of the Twin Cities Airport. Now, we know one for sure was a funnel because of the 2 gentlemen we had on the phone from Glen Lake and Chanhassen. 2 other cells are apparent 15 to 20 miles north of the Twin Cities Airport. And perhaps that's why we just got the call from Fridley, where the damage was reported.
Now I have a gentleman from Brooklyn Center. You saw the funnel, sir?
Yes, we did.
Yes.
We're here in Brooklyn Center. We're looking towards the east of us here.
Hello.
And we saw the 2 clouds form together.
Did you see
They came down.
Uh-huh.
First, they're going back and forth, and then they emerge together.
I see.
And then hit.
All right. Could you see an actual funnel, sir, a twister, as they call
yes,
it?
Yes, we did.
And
yes, we did.
Could you see any apparent damage on the ground?
No, we couldn't, because this is the one that actually hit, like the fellow before me here, it hit in Fridley.
I see, uh-huh.
This is the one we saw.
Now, was there heavy rains along with it?
No, we had heavy hail here. They're even larger than golf balls.
I see. And again, now your location is where?
In Brooklyn Center.
Whereabouts in Brooklyn Center?
In the northwest part.
Northwest part of Brooklyn Center. All right, sir. Thank you for calling.
You bet.
3 apparent tornado cells have shown in just the past few minutes on Twin Cities radar about 20 to 30 miles due west of the Twin Cities, and 2 other cells are apparent on radar about 50 to 20 miles north of the Twin Cities Airport, which would give you 5 possible funnels bracketing the Minneapolis and suburban area.
In the midst of all the live reports, Dick Chapman, at about 7:37 p.m., an hour after the red alert or so, tried to review the present situation, was handed another item, and then did some of his own advising to an area of some 2.5 million people.
Let me do a kind of a quick wrap-up here. Before I do that, something has just been handed me. Twin Cities radar indicates a hook echo now, indicating the strong possibility of a tornado over Lake Minnetonka, just south of Wayzata, moving towards Wayzata. We've already had reports from people in those areas who actually watched the funnel and talked to us live on the air. So it's so difficult to keep up with so many funnels at one time. The immediate Twin City area, from my standpoint, should be under cover at the moment, or at least ready to take cover at the moment. There is a tornado alert now over all of western and northern suburbs of the Twin Cities.
all the western and northern suburbs of the Twin Cities. Stay tuned to your radio, for heaven's sakes, because we can keep in touch with the actual sightings of the funnels faster than you can, but don't take your actual cover until you're advised to do so or until you can actually see the tornado funnel in your immediate vicinity.
At 7:41 p.m. on Thursday night, again a little over an hour after the sirens had sounded, Dick Chapman reasoned with his listeners, and then he and Charlie Boone attempted to be of greater service by telling what a tornado looks like. Also, Dick Chapman read across the map of communities attempting to warn certain areas more specifically.
I know that it sounds confusing to you to hear reports from the Wayzata area, from the Lake Minnetonka area, from Midway and Ramsey County, all reporting tornado funnels, but we've now determined that there's more than one, and perhaps as many as five, in the immediate Twin City area. That's why the Twin City Weather Bureau has issued an actual tornado alert over all western and northern suburbs of the Twin Cities. All western and northern suburbs of the Twin Cities. Apparently the one that we had two visual sightings of over the Midway area in St. Paul is moving northward. In other words, away from St. Paul proper, moving towards the northern suburbs of the Twin Cities. I dare say that such communities as White Bear, New Brighton, Arden Hills, perhaps Lexington, Bel Air, Willerney, Bald Eagle, those particular areas, Circle Pines, Coon Rapids, Brooklyn Center, Brooklyn Park, Osseo, and, of course, all of the suburbs around the Twin Cities on the west, Crystal, Robbinsdale, New Hope, Long Lake, Maple Plain, the actual entire Minnetonka area itself should remain ready to take cover on a moment's notice. Coon Rapids Civil Defense volunteers at Coon Rapids are needed as soon as possible. The police department has just called. Is that it?
They would like them at the Coon Rapids Police Department to meet there. Those that can get away and those that are monitoring right now, all Coon Rapids Civil Defense volunteers to help in another situation.